You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Never before in the history of our republic has a president received 71 million votes. Donald Trump, despite the calumny, the libel of the last 4 years, has received a greater share of the black, Hispanic, and minority vote than any president since Dwight D. Eisenhower. It's not about political parties. It's about the integrity of how we choose our president. And we are honored to have with us again the man who showed us what leadership was truly like after September the 11th. We call him America's mayor. He is the president's attorney, and he is the tip of the spear in this latest fight. Rudy Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, welcome back to America First.
It's a great honor to be back, Sebastian. Always with you. It's always a great honor.
So he has his own podcast. You've got to subscribe right now. It's called Common Sense. Common Sense with Rudy. Just go to RudyGiulianiCS.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rudy Giuliani. Mayor Giuliani, please reassure our listeners and our viewers across the country, our millions of Americans out there who believe in this nation, that this isn't about partisan politics. This is about the legitimacy and the transparency and the integrity of how we choose our chief executive.
There's no question about that. I mean, the reality is that this is, you know, the most sacred common function that we engage in, which is the selection of our president and of our federal legislature. And it has to be done with great integrity. And it has to be trusted by the American people. And when you get a multitude of allegations, I'd say 100,000 allegations, and you get an incredible amount of evidence that very, very fraudulent practices were conducted, they have to be investigated. They can't just be dismissed. Otherwise, particularly this election, will hang in history as one in which there were very, very substantial allegations of corruption and fraud, and they were never properly investigated. For example, I have focused my original efforts on the state of Pennsylvania for a couple of reasons. First of all, on the night of the election, the president was ahead in Pennsylvania by 800,000 votes. I consulted with several mathematicians, or whatever you want to describe it, people far brighter than me in math, who told me that the odds that Biden could win that many votes in what was left, I think he was at 64%, were almost zero. That we could definitely call Pennsylvania for him, and the only reason the networks weren't doing it is the networks deliberately seemed to be trying to steer the election to Biden. Well, that 800,000 votes over a period of 4 days disappeared. And the way they disappeared is in a process that is shocking and illegal. The law of Pennsylvania says that when you have a mail-in ballot, both parties have to be present when the ballot is separated from the envelope, because that is the only time you can tell whether it's legitimate. Once that envelope is gone, you can no longer ever tell whether it's legitimate again. So we were not allowed to watch that. Republican pollsters showed up in the morning, over 50 of them. They were put in corrals like animals. They were kept in those corrals. Those corrals were 10, 20 yards away from where the people were counting the ballots. They couldn't see anything legible on the ballot at all. All they could see is white paper being passed. And when they complained about it, they were told they wouldn't be moved any closer. When they complained a lot, they were threatened with arrest. The next day, when they went to court and got a judge to say they should be moved closer, and they attempted to move closer, the sheriff refused to enforce the order and told them they'd be arrested if they got closer. A very similar thing was happening in Pittsburgh at the same time. In Pittsburgh, they were also held in corrals 20 feet, 30 feet away, once again complaining they couldn't see, once again not being able to see. So every ballot that was cast that way becomes illegal. It's unlawful. It hasn't been properly verified in accordance with the laws of Pennsylvania. And the United States Constitution makes it very, very clear that the state legislatures, not the governor, not the mayor, the state legislatures set the rules for the election, set the laws for the election. So we count right now, and this count's going to go way up because we haven't been able to interview all the witnesses. We've only interviewed 50. There probably are about 300 witnesses to this. Right now, we count about 135,000 ballots in Philly that were put in the mix without being inspected. Well, and we have about 330,000 in Pittsburgh that were put in the mix without being inspected.
You're using the phrase "put in the mix," and this is the question that I have yet to receive a clear answer on. If the law requires that poll watchers of both sides be there to certify at opening that ballot, and that did not occur in contravention of requirements, and that non-certifiable ballot is mixed in with all the others, Mayor Giuliani, what happens now? Can we void the whole election in that district? What is the legal recourse if it is forensically impossible to separate that ballot from a legitimate ballot in the same selection of ballots?
Then that number of ballots in that county has to be deducted from the whole.
All the ballots have to be...
Not all. All the ballots that couldn't be properly identified, which amount to about 135,000 in Philadelphia and 330,000 in Pittsburgh. So that would mean roughly 80% of those would be Biden ballots and 20% of those would be Trump ballots, and Trump would take a very large lead.
And
in the state of Pennsylvania.
And is there precedence for tens of thousands of ballots because of commingling being simply voided?
Well, it isn't commingling. It's for failure to violate the law, for violating the law.
Yes.
The ballots are unlawful. The minute the ballot is not properly inspected, the ballot violates the law set by the state legislature. It's the state legislature that has to certify the vote. So the argument is the state's legislature cannot certify.
Right. Okay. Now I've got it. Because of that egregious transgression, those ballots collectively can't be certified, and that is why they must be nullified. Finally, I've got it. Of course I'd get it from Rudy. Follow him right now at Rudy Giuliani. He'll be back with us in a moment. In the meantime, in the break, subscribe to Common Sense with Rudy. That's RudyGiulianiCS.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. As former Deputy Assistant to President Donald Trump, I have briefed the President of the United States on critical threats. Let me brief you on a critical threat to your finances. Your savings in the bank or in stocks and bonds are simply entries stored on a very vulnerable electrical grid on a third-party server. What happens if we see banks fail or our electric grid is successfully attacked? There is a way to own profitable investments privately. Do what I did. Discover how Midas Gold Group can bring you financial security today. With Mayor Giuliani. Rudy, you have put bad guys in prison, a lot of them, and a lot of them organized criminals, RICO statute and everything else. For there to be enough ballot rigging to make a difference in the last election 6 days ago does not require a capo di tutti capi, does it? There doesn't have to be a massive network of organized individuals. There can simply be a fact pattern across battleground states. Is that correct?
Sure. Or it could be relying on places that have a long history of vote fraud.
Right.
I mean, Philadelphia, I mean, it would be unusual if Philadelphia didn't cheat in this election.
Right.
I laugh when I say that, too.
But it's true. We shouldn't be laughing. It's a fact. It's history.
There's 60 years of vote fraud in Philadelphia. Joe Frazier, the former heavyweight champ, has voted in Philadelphia after he died. The grandson of the grandfather of Will Smith, the actor, has voted twice since he's died.
Wow.
I haven't checked on Benjamin Franklin, but I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't vote a few times.
How?
I mean, the city has had enormous vote fraud scandals. They've had people go to jail. They're just well known for people coming in from Camden voting all day. It's common knowledge in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
As a
friend of mine said, she was voting in North Carolina, and somebody in the line said, "Who am I today and who am I voting for?"
That happens where there are Democratic control, and it's very hard for Republicans to get real poll watchers.
Yeah.
But here they went just beyond, because they had to go beyond. They were faced with a terrible problem on election night they didn't expect. Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes, Sebastian.
Yes.
They expected him to be ahead by a couple of hundred thousand. They can steal that in a blink of an eyelash.
Right.
This was a big endeavor for them. That's why it took a couple of days.
That's why
they had to corral the Republicans.
This
was very hard for them to do.
How important now, Mr. Mayor, is speed? How important is it for you and for the Trump surrogates and the Trump legal team to get results and proof out in the open as fast as possible?
It's very important. That's why we led with this one. And tomorrow, worst-case scenario, Wednesday, there will be a very similar case filed in Michigan, which also has the same allegations. Plus, there we have computer failure, but always in favor of Biden somehow. A system called Dominion was used in Michigan. The system failed in Antrim County. Antrim County, the morning of the election, registered a big vote for Biden. Very odd, it's a Republican county. When they checked the software had reversed the votes. If you voted for Biden, it registered as Trump. If you voted for Trump, it registered as Biden. That's already been reversed. However, it was used in something like 50 other counties in the state. And now we're going to have to examine those 50 counties to see how much other computer software damage was done there. Also, in Michigan, we have allegations from a substantial number of people who were told to change the date on the ballot. So you couldn't count after November 3rd. Some came in marked the 4th and even the 5th, and they were ordered to be backdated to the 3rd. And there are about 10, 12 witnesses who will testify to that. There are 8 witnesses in Philadelphia who will testify to that. And in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, that violates Justice Alito's order. Justice Alito ordered Pennsylvania to put aside any ballot that comes in after 8 o'clock on November 3. Those ballots, at least many of them, have not been put aside. And some of those ballots that came in, the date was changed from 4 to 3 in direct violation of the Supreme Court Justice's order.
Now
that's going to be a very serious matter.
Well, we look forward. We cannot wait for your next press conference. He's America's mayor. He is the host of Common Sense with Rudy Giuliani. Go today, subscribe, RudyGiulianiCS.com, and follow him on Twitter at Rudy Giuliani. God bless you, Mr. Mayor. Back to work. We trust you. America trusts you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Do you love this country? Do you want to fight back? Do you need the truth every day? Of course you do. Just subscribe to our channel right now. Hit the subscription button and the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First. Do it now. Thank you.
President Trump declares we will win as the results that are coming in next week are promising to shock the world. In this video, we're going to take a look at the latest developments just over the last 24 hours that are indeed signaling a major backlash at all levels of government against the Democrats and media's attempt to steal this election, and how Trump's confidence suggests that this battle is far from over. Now, we're going to dive right into things here. First, I'd appreciate you smacking that bell and subscribe button. All right, let's dive right in here again. We have a number of developments just over the last 24 hours with regard to what is appearing to be nothing less than a full court press against the Democrats' attempt to steal the election. I can tell you who certainly thinks that these developments are game changers, and that's the one and only President Donald J. Trump. It was no coincidence just today President Trump took to Twitter to let Americans know that he's more confident than ever that we will win the 2020 election. He tweeted out, "We are making big progress. Results are starting to come in next week. Make America great again." And he finished off with, "We will win." Now, those tweets are coming on the heels of a major announcement by Attorney General Bill Barr that he has authorized the Department of Justice to look into what he is calling substantial allegations of voter fraud. Barr announced that investigations will be, quote, conducted if there are clear and apparently credible allegations of irregularities that, if true, could potentially impact the outcome of a federal election in an individual state, close quote. In addition to the DOJ, the FBI has launched three formal investigations into voter fraud, two in Michigan and one in Pennsylvania. And 10 state AGs have announced a case against Pennsylvania mail-in ballots on behalf of the Republican Attorneys General Association. In their amicus brief to the Supreme Court, the AGs are calling for the Supreme Court to overturn the 4-3 decision handed down by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which in effect overturned Pennsylvania law that required that all mail-in ballots be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day when the polls officially close. The problem is that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, by a vote of 4-3, decided that mailed-in ballots emphatically do not need to be received by Election Day, but decreed that ballots simply needed to be postmarked on or before Election Day and received within 3 days thereafter. And according to the AGs, that decision created conditions that fundamentally undermine the integrity of the election. Here's what they wrote to the Supreme Court. First, the decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court created a post-election window of time during which nefarious actors could wait and see whether the presidential election would be close and whether perpetrating fraud in Pennsylvania would be worthwhile. Second, it enhanced the opportunities for fraud by mandating in a cursory footnote that late ballots must be counted even when they are not postmarked or have no legible postmark, and thus there is no evidence that they were mailed by Election Day. This decision created needless vulnerability to actual fraud and undermined public confidence in a presidential election. So these 10 state attorneys, attorney generals, have issued this appeal to the Supreme Court to overturn the decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And that's precisely what the United States Supreme Court is considering as we speak. Justice Sam Alito has given a direct order that all ballots received after 8 p.m. on November 3rd in Pennsylvania must be segregated and separated from all ballots cast prior to 8 p.m. And they also must be counted separately and not included in the total vote. And Alito has made it clear, speaking on behalf of the conservatives in the Supreme Court, that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision to alter Pennsylvania election law appears to be a blatant violation of the United States Constitution, which gives the right to determine the date and time of elections solely to state legislatures, not to courts. So we may indeed be seeing something amazing coming out of the Supreme Court here in the next few days, especially with the order to separate all ballots received after 8 p.m. on Election Day. Now, it gets better. In addition to the federal government getting involved in the form of the DOJ and the FBI, we're getting more news about the so-called voting glitches. It's being reported that it appears that election officials may have found enough glitch switches in Pennsylvania to give the lead back to President Trump. This has actually just come about in the last few hours. This morning, we're waiting to hear confirmation on this development. But if corroborated, obviously this is huge. It's another example of voting machine glitches in a single direction from Trump to Biden, and it's going to warrant hand counting in numerous counties that may indeed switch blue counties to red, or better, switch back the votes to their original red. And so with so many reports of voting irregularities and discrepancies and outright deceit, it is looking like Republicans are finally waking up and are getting ready to fight this thing. Now, good old red pill Lindsey Graham has come out and said that if the GOP does not fight this, there will never be another Republican president again. Every Republican official needs to rise up and push back against this blatant attempt at stealing this election. Graham has actually announced that he's donating $500,000 to the Trump campaign's legal efforts to stop this corruption of our election process, and that he believed that what's going on with the ballot dumps at 4:30 in the morning is so obviously fraudulent that it should be overturned in court. In fact, Graham has said openly that everything should be on the table, including Republican legislators invalidating these corrupt election results of the courts, if the courts don't, in order to award their electoral votes to Trump. So good for Lindsey Graham for standing by the president. But it gets even better. We're starting to see nothing less than a Republican army rising up across the nation in defense of Trump and the 71 million voters that voted for him. But first, I want to invite all of you to an exclusive Q&A that I'm holding this Thursday night, November 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, for all of our Insiders Club members. Now, I want you to join me and our international team of Turley Talkers all across the world as I answer your questions and help you think better so you feel better about everything that's going on with this election in light of the rise of a new conservative age. Now, if you're not a part of my Insiders Club, you don't want to miss out on this Q&A. All you need to do is just click on the link down below in the pinned comments section and join my exclusive club right now. And to make it even sweeter for you, we're going to give you a free two-week trial so that you can be part of the Q&A. Ask me any questions you want on Thursday night. In fact, this is a brand new feature for Insiders members only, where we get direct access to one another and we can strategize for the days ahead. So make sure to click on that link below, become an Insiders member with your first 2 weeks absolutely free, and I'll see you Thursday night for our live Q&A. All right, so we are seeing nothing short of a Republican army rising up to defend the 71 million voters who put them into office. Kevin McCarthy, the GOP leader in the House, he's calling for investigations into the election so as to safeguard the transparency, accuracy, and the protection of all legal votes. Senator Ted Cruz is standing up with Trump and excoriating Democrats for barring Republican election observers from being able to oversee the count, which is required by law. And now it's being announced that the Pennsylvania House Republicans are calling for a legislative-led audit of the 2020 election, and they are insisting that election results not be certified, nor electors be seated until the audit is complete. In other words, the Pennsylvania Republican lawmakers who own both the state House and Senate are rising up and taking control of this election process precisely as the United States Constitution requires them to. They're not farming it out. They're not outsourcing election responsibilities to this professional class of bureaucrats. They're taking control, and they're going to see for themselves and show all of us just how corrupt the election proceedings were in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Again, I cannot emphasize enough, the days of voters throughout places like Pennsylvania who follow the rules and obey the law, like those in Lancaster that we were with a couple of weeks back at the rally, the days of those voters following the law, practicing electoral decency, all the while they get railroaded by these urban areas like Philly and Pittsburgh that are utterly fraught with fraud and cheating, those days are over. Those days are over once and for all. We're not going to be ruled by a bunch of thieves anymore. And so I think Lindsey Graham is right. It's about time that the Republicans rise up and defend the rural and suburban voters that put them in office and stop giving a rip about what the coastal elites and the mainstream media are saying. And that especially includes the never-Trumper Neil Cavuto's and Chris Wallace's of Fox News. We're seeing a similar movement in Wisconsin, by the way. The Republican Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is directing a committee to review the entire statewide election process after credible revelations of voter fraud, especially in light of reports of midnight ballot dumping that were all for Joe Biden. It's also been announced that the president of the Republican-controlled Arizona Senate is calling for an independent analysis of voting data in the state there. And to which I want to ask, what took you so long? Welcome to the party, pal. My heavens. So we got some major action going on in investigating the voter fraud with the DOJ, with the FBI. We've got 10 state attorney generals calling for the Supreme Court to overturn the Pennsylvania court's decision to basically destroy the integrity of our electoral process. You've got the Supreme Court itself beginning to laser in on Pennsylvania. And now, finally, you've got Republicans finally rising up across the nation, pushing back against this blatant attempt to steal the election by the Democrats. And while all of this is happening, I don't know if you're aware of this, this is kind of a little cherry on the top, but Real Clear Politics has yet to put Pennsylvania in Joe Biden's column. RCP never called Pennsylvania for either candidate. And good for them. They rightly recognize that the vote in Pennsylvania is contested. It's not been settled, as is also the case of Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, Nevada as well, technically speaking. So RCP, again, unlike Fox News, is waiting for the process to be settled before it makes its official call for the state. Thank you. It's a little something called being responsible. So this is far from over, gang. President Trump thinks we're going to see all of these efforts bear enormous fruits in the coming days, so much so that next week may have results coming in that will utterly shock the world. Now, before you go, make sure to like this video, comment down below, and subscribe to my channel. You'll definitely want to check out my latest video. I just put it up on how the ratings for Fox News are imploding as viewers revolt against the attempted media coup against President Trump. You are not going to want to miss that. So make sure to click on the link, and I will see you over there. God bless.